You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the All About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Boy, continuing our theme on this whole discussion around co-living, yet another guest today. A little different take on what we're talking about here, but this trend is here and it's exciting to see. I think it's going to change the marketplace a bit. It's going to be fun to see how this all evolves, and I'm looking forward to today's chat.
Yeah, I just find it very interesting that all of a sudden we have all this, you know, kind of flurry of activity around co-living, and it speaks to the market and the lack of affordable homes for our typical person that's got a normal job. You know, right. Maybe they're not the CEO of their company, but they're a worker and they make that $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year and, you know, want a nice place to live.
Yep. And the flexibility that comes with that. So going to be a fun conversation. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Atticus LeBlanc. He is the CEO and founder of PadSplit. Atticus, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we are grateful that you made the time to join us. I know you're busy getting this thing off the ground. So excited to spend some time with you. Before we get into our conversation around PadSplit, Atticus, take a quick second and tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. So first, full disclosure, I'm a Saints fan. grew up in New Orleans.
Kick him out.
That's all the time we have for the day.
I've been in Atlanta the last 17 years. So I'm a diehard Atlanta United fan too, for what it's worth.
There you go.
But yeah, grew up in New Orleans. Have been here for quite some time. Been in the real estate industry my entire career, 17 years here in Atlanta. Started in the commercial world and then actually started buying homes in the crash. It was really fortunate to be right place, right time. And really just got to understand the market from a ground level perspective in a way that I think I never had before and few had the opportunity to do so. But yeah, started buying homes I think our cheapest was $5,000 in 2008 or 9, and eventually got up to own and manage about 550 units with a partner and created a construction company as well. Stryant Investments was the investment company, and then Stryant Construction is the construction company. And yeah, I got to a point in 2016, those businesses were running very well, and we weren't really excited about buying and developing more property. Had been in the affordable housing space, you know, since 2008 through a number of different traditional subsidy programs, and saw this opportunity to really dive into a different type of model. And the overwhelming need, as you had mentioned, Carol, mm-hmm. about how we needed more supply, and did the math real quick on what the supply was that was being created, about 30,000 units per year in the Atlanta metro area versus 75,000 jobs that were created. Take that math over 6 years and you have a big problem. And so really started to try to dive into to figure out how we could solve that. But yeah, I'm just a regular old guy, I guess. I've been an entrepreneur now for 14 years and have a family here in Decatur. And have loved Atlanta in spite of the fact that I am still a Saints fan.
Well, tell us more about PadSplit, what it is, you know, who you serve, how you picked, you know, the name, when you got started, all of that.
Yeah.
Just dive in.
So I guess it really started in 2009. The company was officially founded in 2017, but my eyes were really open in 2009. Of course, as most entrepreneurs can relate, when you're starting something, you are everything, right? And so in the real estate business, I was on the acquisition side. I was the property manager. I was sometimes on the maintenance team as well, much to my chagrin. And I had this experience where in 2009, there was an individual who was renting a room in one of the houses that was next door to me. I'd never heard the term rooming house previously, but this individual, his house was being foreclosed on and they were all being kicked out. And I had a house that was available for rent. He wanted to know if he could come rent a room from me for $100 a week. And I had 4 bedrooms in that house and I did the math and I was like, well, yeah, of course you can. Because the comparison of traditional market rate rent mm-hmm. versus what I would have gotten had I had 4 individuals paying $100 a week was pretty significantly different. There were a lot of learnings throughout that process, but at the core, that was really what would set the stage to create the company was seeing, wait a second, well, how many people are there like this gentleman, Otis? He was receiving Social Security income and disability. And what he could afford in a traditional market rate option was around about $230 a month. Mm-hmm. How many options are there like that?
Mm-mm.
Nothing, right? And then you do the same math for everybody who is earning minimum wage, and they can afford somewhere in the neighborhood of $430 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And again, there's nothing.
Right.
And so started drawing this disconnect between what the market was providing versus what was actually available, and come to find out that there were thousands of these rooming houses around the metro area. And this is why, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter what the regulations say. If you still have this demand, you're going to create a black market. And that's effectively what had happened. And so when I got to a point in my career where our other businesses were stabilized and we weren't out acquiring a bunch of property, I ended up at this Affordable Housing Ideas Competition, sponsored by the JPMorgan Chase Foundation and Enterprise Community Partners in 2016, and wrote a white paper effectively outlining everything that I had learned about the industry and about what I'll call the misalignment of incentives were. So for instance, why is rent due on the first of the month? Can you guys tell me what day of the week the 1st of September falls on? Nobody can, right?
Right.
But all of the landlords in the universe expect that their tenants are going to know, as opposed to matching those billing periods to the periods that they actually get paid and billing on a weekly basis. I know that what day is Friday, and then I get paid on Friday, so I'm much more likely to be able to remit those payments at that time. Things like utilities, right? Mm-hmm. Utilities are almost never included in rentals.
Right.
But what that does is it creates this misalignment of incentives where landlords never invest in the energy efficiency infrastructure of their homes, even though they probably should. And guess what? If they were responsible for paying the utility payments, they absolutely would, because they would see the effect on the bottom line. And so what I set out to create was a marketplace, not dissimilar from Airbnb, where these incentives could be aligned. And we could demonstrate to traditional investors and even homeowners that the creation of affordable housing could in many cases be more profitable than market rate rent alternatives. Because if you could do that, then I felt like that was the best way to solve the problem in a way that didn't require public subsidy from tax creation or what have you. And you could organically create much more affordable housing. The question was, how do you put constraints around that and build standards into the platform? Like this house next door to me at the time in 2009, that was really a rundown house. I mean, nobody had any business ever living in that house.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you build the system that verifies that these houses are going to be high quality, and that the experiences of members are going to be positive experiences that ultimately lead to all of the positive life outcomes that we expect from the creation of better affordable housing?
Boy, thinking through the word I'm hearing and thinking about is alignment. And listening to you present the things that have been typically and traditionally out of alignment. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to think about it now. And it's one of those classic entrepreneurial cases, Carol, where you say, well, why in the hell didn't I think of that? Mm-hmm. That makes all the sense in the world. I mean, another way to think about this is you're just providing a much more flexible way to live, but yep, safely and in a good space, right?
Sure. Yeah, no, that's absolutely the idea. And for me, that alignment of incentives is incredibly important. And how do you take somebody who needs a house that is more affordable because they can't get anything else, while at the same time generating more profit for the owner, right? It sounds incongruous at first, but in reality, there are many cases where that can happen. And that is the foundation of our business, is trying to figure out where we can meet those alignment goals.
So do you have leases? Or if I need to stay there for just a week, I can do that.
You can. Yeah, you can stay for a week, a month, a year. Interestingly, in that first house that I operated in 2009, I still have one of the same residents there that's been paying week to week since 2009.
Wow.
She works at McDonald's.
See, that's a great story, though.
Yeah.
No, that's how she can do that.
Sure. Well, I mean, listen, we have an incredible number of just very moving personal stories. About 40% of our population has moved out of homelessness, even though they're full-time employed.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Unfortunately, a common tale in today's world.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I had any sense 2 years ago the number of people that are effectively homeless that are full-time employed. And these are people that, by the way, you see every day and you engage with every day, and you would have no idea mm-hmm. that they're living in their car or that they're staying at the airport every night.
Wow.
But the fact is that the quote-unquote affordable options that they can find are so far outside of town that they can't afford the commute to get to their place of work. And so they have to figure out other options. But yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff. And that was really one of the major reasons why I wanted to build this as a technology company and as a marketplace, as opposed to a traditional real estate development company where we go out and buy a bunch of these things and run them ourselves.
So what kind of product do you have? Do you own all your space? Do you lease it? Is it all single family homes? Is it multifamily, or is it all, All of the above.
So we have almost 330 units today throughout the Atlanta area. And the, by and large, those are in single family homes. We do have some apartments as well. We don't own any of the properties. I personally own the first one that I created as the prototype out of that housing competition. But other than that, I made a very conscious decision that I wanted to figure out how I could find investors and landlords like me that already had this existing stock, right? And how do you take that existing housing stock where maybe there's three bedrooms or four bedrooms, but you have that formal dining room, which, oh, by the way, never gets used. And how do you take advantage of some of that inefficient or wasted space to create the housing that is so much needed in a way that is literally 1/50th of the cost of building a new unit for even if it's just a one bedroom.
So it's not like you're providing a forum for people who say, I want to contribute somehow, even in a small way, to this housing crisis. And you're providing a vehicle by which they can leverage some of that inefficient space that they
That's own. The idea. Yeah, that's the idea. Today, all of our clients, I guess, on the supply side, on the housing side, are more traditional landlords and investors. And we have everybody from a single mom and pop investor with one house all the way up to institutional level investors who have thousands of properties. But the idea is at some point in the very near future, we'd like to start offering this same forum for consumers as well. So that an empty nester who, you know, kids have moved out and they're in an attractive location, they don't really want to move, but taxes are getting really high or home maintenance or other expenses are getting high and they have those additional bedrooms in their home that they would like to be able to get some income. So our sales pitch to those, all of those landlords or investors or in I think what will be homeowners in time is make more money, right? You can optimize that space and actually get some incentive for it, as well as, you know, it's make more money, do less work, and do something good. And we hear a variety of those motivations from our clients on that side. And then for members, it's safe, clean, affordable, right? It's here is a place to stay, whether you need a place for a week or if you're in town for a film worker who comes in town for 3 to 4 months is another case that we see. Or if you're working at McDonald's and you need a, this is all you're going to be able to afford for an extended period of time, and it's many years, you have the option to do that. But for us, our mission is really leveraging housing as a tool to create financial independence. And it's not looking at housing just in a vacuum. It's looking at housing expenses, transportation expenses, utility expenses. And how can we take someone who has a fairly low income but is working and create 20% savings for that person so that they can go out and improve their lives?
Hi, I'm Ty Pennington. So much of what makes a Right Choice home energy efficient is what you can't see. It's all about the details behind the wall construction. Right Choice homes from Jackson EMC are planned and inspected several times throughout the building process to guarantee they're energy efficient and comfortable. Energy efficient homes guaranteed. Ask your Jackson EMC representative for complete warranty terms and conditions.
So I know, I think it was on your website that I saw that this concept helps people to become homeowners. So talk a little bit about how that works, you know, for our McDonald's worker who's, you know, renting week by week, you know, how does this help her to become a homeowner?
Yeah, so there are two ways. And we've had two case studies where members have come in. One was this woman who moved here from Alabama under some really trying circumstances, had some personal life trauma, but took a job at a film studio, actually. Was living in a motel off of I-20. She was working as a security guard, working the night shift, and she talks about dodging drug dealers on her way to work. And she found us actually through one of our posts, said, I've never lived in a situation like this before, but this is the nicest house I've ever seen. And within very short order, she was saving $600 a month. So within 3 months, she's able to buy a car and not have to take the bus to her job, the night shift. And then 3 months after that, she's able to get her own place. And now she's paid off all of her debt and she's in a position where she's ready to buy a home.
Wow.
We've had at least two other circumstances where members have saved up enough money to be able to get that financial security and build up enough savings to get a down payment for a home that they can purchase. And so that's one use case. The other use case is when we move to a consumer model here in the not too distant future, the ability for, let's say, a young professional who enters the housing market and says, wow, this is really way too expensive. Home prices in Atlanta, as we know, have gone up exponentially here over the last 10 years. If they can, instead of looking at a one-bedroom condo, look at potentially a 3-bedroom house with call it that formal dining room as well, where they can say, okay, I have 4 additional bedrooms here that I can generate income off of and pay my mortgage, mm-hmm. right? Or pay my mortgage and earn a profit while I am earning equity in the home, while my house is appreciating and I am building wealth independently because of this program, because of this option that's out there, while at the same time creating safe, affordable housing for the workforce in that community that needs it, right? The waitress at Applebee's, the server at the W Hotel, or the cleaning lady there, all of these different roles. I mean, and we've seen all of those people. That's not just examples. These are actually real people.
Right.
Yeah.
Security guards, teachers, paramedics. It's across the board. Our average income today is about $21,000 a year. But we have people that, you know, are as low as $12,000 a year for minimum wage, up to $70,000 a year.
Explain a little bit how membership works.
Sure.
So, you know, I want to join. What happens next?
Yes. So our housing options are only available for members. So mm-hmm. you need to apply to be a member first. There is a background check. We mm-hmm. want to make sure that all of our members have criminal background checks. And then we do a employment or income verification mm-hmm. as well. And then the last step is a cultural interview. We want to make sure that we find the right fit for you. But that process can take as little as 2 days, depending on the verification process. It can mm-hmm. it can take 2 weeks or so. And then once you've gotten through that, you select a place that works for you, and we can help guide you through that process as well. But it can be as simple as like finding an Airbnb, and you can do everything pretty quickly if you have all your ducks in a row.
Right.
And, you know, pick a house or a room that is close to your place of work. That's pretty much the idea. Is we create a lot of savings just through cutting down on transportation costs and reducing traffic and obviating the need for cars as well.
Well, and those of us who drive around the city appreciate that. So thank you for uncongesting the streets of Atlanta.
When you understand how this thing works and its broader mission and purpose, you can see the ripple effects on other things around the community that are positive too, like impacting traffic. And, you know, I think it's great stuff. I wish we had more time. There's so much more to dive into this idea, but unfortunately we're really running low on time. So Atticus, should anyone need to connect with you to learn more about this and or make application to become a member, where do they go?
Sure. Visit our website at padsplit.com. Pad like house, split like split it up. and you can also find us on Facebook or most social media channels.
All right. Atticus LeBlanc, the CEO and founder of PadSplit. Atticus, great to have you. Thanks again for being on the show, and appreciate your important work.
Thank you so much. Real pleasure.
Our pleasure as well. All right. That wraps this week's All About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.